Trousers on, especially. Do a little bit more guitar in the fallback, please. So I'll kick off with an old song of mine. This is called This Rocky Road. Maybe a bit more still in the fallback. Rearrange. changed, and this is a more recent one. This is the opening track off what would have been my recent CD, had I not literally the day before I came out here got copies of the brand new one. So anyway, this is a song called The Road When I Was Young. It's about being a professional musician wastrel for 40 years. So getting away with it. Seems to rumble me just yet. Anyways, yes, so it's a kind of waltz, so I'm, has to be a waltz, so I'm waltzing off into the metaphorical sunset. As are one or two of us, by the way. Hope you're not being too hasty, I'm certainly not. Just a tiny little bit more, and I think we'll be there, and then fall back. All these traveling shoes are worn and tattooed, still keep moving on. They have learned to tread the roots that matter along the road when I was young. There have been many misled plans and missing persons along the road when I was young. Down that well-worn path I wandered, chasing dreams in the blue yonder, and freely spending time was mine to squander along the road when I was young. Many nights alone, some nights together, with some special one. And back behind the wheel and hell for leather, along the road song, it still lingers. Oh, how the notes spill from my fingers, and I did stand in line with the folk singer along the road when I was young. There were no goodbyes for some companions, never realized when time was gone. Each with our own absolute opinions along the road when I was young. My hacket saw was free to travel strands of life in unravel when I sold my soul to the crossroads devil along the road when I was young. It's down that well-worn path I wandered, chasing dreams in the yonder, and freely spending around when I was young. Look around when I was young. Selling his soul to the crossroads devil. I tried, but he wasn't interested. Obviously refers to the Robert Johnson myth, which I'm sure you all know. Well, he went away for 3 years, came back, and had those great shiny zoot suit, fedora hat, shiny Gibson guitar, and a bunch of songs alike, which nobody'd heard before. Put it down to was that he sold his soul to the devil. The alternative theory is he went away for 3 years and he practiced. Because it will actually do that. That's such a good story. Anyway, this is not a Robert Johnson blues. This is my take on an old Blind Boy Fuller blues that I learned off the great Wiz Jones. I basically kept the guitar part, changed the tune, changed the words. I call it the Weeping Willow Replanted. Thank you.
driven aside the way it's meant to be. I'm gonna let it ride down to the deep blue sea.
Thank you. And I got this at the local library out of a book called Holroyd's Book of Yorkshire Songs and Ballads. Has anybody here not got this one? It's a must have. The purpose of this song, you have to pretend that I'm a fae young maiden. It's called The Fisher Lad of Whitby.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather be the fisher lad, but unfortunately that role's been taken. As is indeed the fisher lad. He's been taken off by the press gang to go and fight. It's during the song from the Napoleonic War, so it's going to fight the French, and he's on board the Majesty's Men of War, and the poor girl's bereft because she's not going to see him again. Get the picture? So, this song, it was, although it had Whitby in the title, it didn't mention Whitby in the song at all, the text, so I thought it was whack it in as much as possible. Also, the tune it had was crap, so I thought I'd write a new one of those. Apart from that, it's remained totally sacrosanct. Fisher Lad of Whitby, okay. And it's got a bit of a chorus that comes round now and again. I'll give you the nod when it comes, and it'd be nice. It's not compulsory, but it just sound better if you sing along. But you know, just fun. No sweat.
For in my dreams I fishermen, they sing their songs out on Whitby Bay. And the fishermen, they haul their nets, and happy I would be living in my fishing land down beside the
cheap villa. It was just fantastic, and it was literally on the cliff edge, and a zigzag path down to the beach, and there was the Met, and it was just absolutely brilliant. Perfect, apart from the jellyfish, but otherwise it was just, so I got a few rude awakenings. And there was a little a river called the Rio della Miel running by the side of it. It was exquisite, it was just fantastic. But just about 100 yards beyond was this rather imposing building that apparently was a paper mill, and during the Spanish Civil War it had been used as a place of internment, torture, and ultimately execution. So once I heard that, it put a slight dampener on things. And then it transpired that the woman we were renting the place from, she, her grandfather was the leader of a guerrilla band fighting fascists. And he had a nickname, it was called El Duende, and I think Duende has got various meanings in Spanish, but this particular one was the Shadow, and they couldn't catch him, they could never catch him, they hardly ever see him at all. And in this paper mill there was a captain of the local troop, and he was a right sadist, to put it mildly. He was also a very fastidious man. He would only ever eat half his meals. So the women from the village who were cooking the meals, they would bring them to him. He would only ever eat half it, and then they would take it away, ostensibly to feed to this herd of semi-feral pigs that were rooting around not 50 yards from his window. And behind these pigs was a cave, and in the cave was El Duende. So you couldn't make it up. The fella he was searching high and low for was not 50 yards away from him, and he was keeping him alive with half his meals. It was just, it just had to be a song, so this is this is off a new one, and I've actually made a pig's ear of this so far, so I shall be with my eyes really closed tight, probably seeing him, envisaging in front of me the written words on the page. That's okay. I have a particular trouble with the last verse because it's written on the other side of the page. Okay, it's called the Rio della Miel.
and eats like a bird. Always he leaves a half-empty plate. He picks some bones of his prisoner's fear. His true appetite is deciding man's fate. The table is cleared, the leftovers saved, secretly taken out to the cave, where the one he pursues watches and waits. Elwyn he waits for some throw away. Along the Rio, Rio del Rio, along the sweet honey bees they have gone. Along the Rio, Rio del Rio, now only red blood does run. Deep in the cave he licks the plate clean. Elduendi dreams of sweet victories. Republic restored, a full plate of meat. Those fascist dogs driven into the sea. He hears the cries of his comrades in arms, held in the bowels of the old paper mill, where El Capitan with precision he probes. Only the minimal sweat it is spilled. Rio, Rio del Rio, all the sweet honey bees they have gone. Rio, Rio del Rio, when only red blood did run. The cover of night, a lonely outpost, his cold chosen prey. From high above, he swoops like a hawk. By break of dawn, he's back in the cave. El Capitan, he leads his patrols into the mountains, down to the sea. He never does guess that right under his nose, the scraps that he leaves keeps Elduendi free. He never does guess that right under his nose, the scraps that he leaves keeps Elduendi free. Along the Rio, Rio del Rio, all the sweet honey bees they have gone. Along the Rio, Rio del Rio, now only red.
So you probably worked out there's a theme running through a lot of this music, and that is abject misery.
Yeah.
Which is the way it's planned. I'm not a great fan of happy songs, I'm afraid. I have got a token happy song, and I'll be doing it sometime this festival. I'm not quite sure. I don't think you're ready for it yet. Well, I'm certainly not, anyway. So, talking of which, my oldest daughter was married a couple of years ago, and just prior to the wedding, she rang me up a couple of nights before, and she said, "Dad, And you know instinctively when a kit turns a perfectly respectable monosyllable into a two-syllable word like that. It's going to be a request, and there's no way on earth you're going to get out of it. And sure enough, that was the case. I said, yes, Sophie, what is it? She said, well, you know how you're doing the speech. Would you mind singing this song, Jacaranda, this happy song? Would you mind singing Jacaranda after it? I said, what do you mean? You want me to do the speech, and you want me to burst into song? Isn't that a bit crass, Sophie? She said, I don't think so. Besides, it's my wedding. I said, oh, right, fair enough. Well, in that case, it's your wedding, you shall have it. But I wasn't happy. I had a kind of a fitful night's sleep, shall we say. And I woke up and I thought, no, I know it's her wedding, but I'm paying for a substantial amount of it. So. I'll sing her a song, but I'll sing her a different song. And it's not one of my songs. This is one of my favourite songs of all time. I remember my grandmother playing me this on the piano. It's a wonderful old American song. I think it should be sung at all ways. So I've done the speech, and I'll say so myself, it's gone down an absolute storm. Strap the old guitar up, and I've launched into this. Instinctively, she realises this is not the one she ordered. There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. The fiddler has fled. Before they ask us to pay the bill, while we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. Till then, there may be teardrops. But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Thank you.
watch the moon, the sigh and yearning moon, lighting the waves, the restless yawning waves.
I'm going to lower the tone now and sing a song about bankers. This was written in 2007 before the merge hit the fan. It's called Pretty Penny. And thanks ever so much for listening and hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Certain handshake, knowing, smiling, this city mile, that's the way you know the bonus grows. We sure be so lucky, they're such lucky fellows, only right they pluck the sweetest plums. We don't knock such wisdom, rock the boat, rock the system, if we're good we'll get to pick the crumbs. Behind the hedge they don't lend wheat, they don't cut corn, they don't pick tea, they don't dig coal, they don't forge steel. We just push numbers all about, they push too far, we bail them out, keep our fingers firm on fortune's wheel. Justification, where's the justice I would like to see? Cause it seems the simple fact is keeping rules, paying taxes, just for simple fools like you and me. Sky's the going rate, they want it on a plate, they'll relocate should we dare to decline. It's a global market, they can take that jet market somewhere where the sun refused to shine. Behind the hedge they don't plant wheat, they don't cut corn, they don't pick tea, they don't dig coal, they don't forge steel. They just push numbers all about, they push too far, we bail them out, keep their fingers firm on fortune's wheel. city, some man in the city. Thank you very much, thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve Kilson. Steve Kilson's latest album is called Reckoning, available for sale over in the CD store. Thank you, Steve.